my theory is that, you know, you're working side by side with people who may or may not be gay. And if they're doing their job, what's the difference? You know? And I think that some of the reasoning is that allowing gay troops into actively, openly serve in the service will, deteriorate, unit cohesion, or it's going to negatively impact, the unit because of the teamwork and that you rely on people. Well, if you're in the heat of battle, I'm not going to be worried about that, I'm going to be worried about saving my ass and saving yours. So, it doesn't matter. So I think that argument is really, it's been used a lot, and I think it's totally BS. There's nothing, there's other nations in this world that allow gay soldiers to serve openly, and it hasn't affected their, cohesion. It hasn't affected their ability to, engage in a conflict.